Well, it looks like another predictable year ahead in state politics in Victoria. After months of speculation, the Speaker, Ken Smith, came into the Parliament and stood down from that job, but not before launching an extraordinary attack on independent Jeff Shaw, who he labelled unfit to be an MP.
I will not be doing any deals with the member for Frankston, nor will I be bullied or held to ransom to comply with his demands. And I suggest to the House that I have no confidence in the member for Frankston. And actually, I believe that he is unworthy of being a member of this Parliament.
Take that. Shortly after that spray, a new Speaker, Christine Fyfe, was installed, and the Premier, Dennis Napthine, tried to draw a line under the whole incident. But then Jeff Shaw threw another curveball, voting with the opposition to block the state government's legislative agenda. Paul Strangio is from Monash University's School of Political and Social Inquiry. Paul, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Paul, just when the Premier thought it was safe to go on and start getting things in order, chaos again, Jeff Shaw voting with Labor against his business agenda. What does this mean for the Napthine government?
Well, yeah, it was the nasty sting in the tail of yesterday. I think there was relief in government ranks when the saga over the speakership seemed to have been resolved, only for Mr. Shaw to vote with Labor to defeat the government's business agenda. The practical effects of that aren't great. It just means that the orderly progress of legislation for this week can be disrupted. The government won't be able to, for example, guillotine debate on legislation and so forth. So it can't really expedite the passage of legislation and the proceedings of the Legislative Assembly.
So just some more on that, Paul, because I'm having have trouble understanding what it means to vote against the business agenda. In a sense, does it mean the Premier and the government don't control the agenda in the Parliament anymore?
That's right. Well, what it effectively means is that, again, during debates, whereas the government would otherwise be able to expedite the debate, guillotine proceedings and so forth and push the agenda forward, now the opposition can filibuster and hold up proceedings for the course of this week. So again, the practical effect is not great. It's messy and it's a nuisance for the government, but it's what it symbolises. Just when it looked like it might be getting control back over the Parliament, Jeff Shaw stands up again and effectively announces, no, I am the one here who can call the shots.
Mm.
I can assert my authority. And now why he did that, he did not explain. And again, it's not only what it symbolises for this week, it's also what is it a harbinger of for the following months ahead.
Well, that's the big question for the Premier, isn't it? I mean, Jeff Shaw is not big on explanations. Why do you think Jeff Shaw would do this after he got what he wanted, so he'd flexed his muscle and the Speaker stood down? He got rid of Ken Smith.
It's really quite impossible to know, other than he continues to remind everyone that he is the person that holds the balance of power. Therefore, he is in a very powerful position. He seems to have some continuing grievances about issues such as security in the Parliament. But why he should seek to assert that at a time when he'd seen, you know, the speakership change, something he'd wanted, the person that's now been installed in the job, Christine Fyfe, who was Deputy Speaker, is apparently close to Jeff Shaw. So it's very difficult to fathom why he should have turned around and acted like he did yesterday afternoon and really threw the government into some sense of chaos. I think the Premier was in a very embarrassing position late yesterday afternoon. So a day that should have been one that brought back some tranquility to proceedings suddenly ended on a very sour note.
So it's embarrassing for the Premier, to be sure. It doesn't make him look good or do much for his authority. But is it an empty threat by Jeff Shaw? Because presumably, well, on the face of it, there's little incentive for the independent to vote with the opposition consistently, because if the government loses its majority, he loses any leverage he currently wields.
Exactly, and we need to remember that there is some agreement that he will vote with the government on issues of supply and confidence, so that presumably the parliament will run its course until the election in November. But it just seems that he is prepared to throw his weight around, and he doesn't seem to factor in here that that is continuing to cause embarrassment for the Premier, that it is undercutting the authority of the government. And it's something that apparently the government has to just live with and try to manage as best it can. But it seems that Mr. Shaw is a very difficult man to manage. And, of course, as the year goes on, he'll be facing the point where he has to decide actually whether he's going to stand for Parliament again. So there's further questions around him as this year unfolds.
And just finally and briefly, Paul, difficult man to manage is how you described him, but the outgoing Speaker was much more cutting with his description. He basically accused him of bullying him, of trying to hold him to ransom. What was he getting at?
Well, I think there was a lot of pent-up anger there from the outgoing Speaker, Mr. Smith. He feels that he has been effectively forced out by Mr. Shaw, and that's despite the Premier's then denials that Mr. Shaw had nothing to do with it. It was just, again, hard to really understand how Dr. Napthine could be asserting that. But a lot of pent-up aggression, and I think it tells us, too, the relations within the government, within the Liberal Party, even though Mr. Shaw is now outside the Parliamentary Liberal Party, there's a lot of tension within it.
Paul Strangio, thanks for joining us again on Breakfast and trying to make helping us make sense of what's going on there in the Victorian State Parliament. Paul Strangio is political analyst at Monash University's School of Political and Social Inquiry.